Kyle and I are going to talk about property tax exemption challenges. We'll talk about specific formal legal challenges as well as potential vulnerabilities and challenging issues that can arise with this. And I'm going to specifically focus on Princeton University's experience. Princeton, as some people might know, had been challenged. Our property tax exemption was challenged in four lawsuits in 2011, 14, 15, and 16. These are lawsuits that we settled last fall. And one of the main allegations in these lawsuits is that Princeton is a profit-driven commercial enterprise. And the basis that the plaintiffs had for claiming that we were a profit-driven enterprise was largely driven by our research activities. They were saying that the university's research mission makes it a for-profit entity. And the plaintiffs then argued that they argued that Princeton should therefore lose its entire tax exemption. And even if we didn't lose our entire tax exemption, the court should strip the university's tax exemption for its science and engineering facilities, as well as other buildings. Now, at Princeton, we thought this was ludicrous. These cases, to our surprise, survived various motions to dismiss and a motion for summary judgment. And the tax court was interested in hearing this case. And we felt that it was imperative at Princeton that we fight these allegations, not only because it was important for Princeton not to pay property tax exemption on all of its facilities, but because in order to defend higher education and our research missions. They were striking at the heart of what we did, not just the buildings, and we'll get into that because a lot of the issues on property tax have to do with the buildings and how the buildings are used, but this went right to the heart of these issues. Now, I want to admit that even though I'm the lawyer in the general counsel's office at Princeton that works on tax issues and tax-exempt issues, nonprofit corporation law issues, before these cases arose, I knew close to nothing about property tax exemption.